Well, Joy Halderson from Selkirk is turning a tragedy into something positive after losing his son, Corbin. Joey, tell us about Corbin.
Corbin was a loving boy. You know, he was very kind and he had a big heart. You know, it was that kid taught me so much. Even in the situation he was dealing with, he was always thinking of other people.
Well, he was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, muscular dystrophy.
And obviously with that, he spent a lot of time in hospital.
Yeah, we were in hospital off and on. The first time we were in the hospital, he had to get two bars put down the side of his spine to keep his body straight because his muscles are deteriorating.
It's just such a scary situation, not only for Corbin, but you and the family. And
you know, we're all scared. You're scared as a parent. You're scared for the child. You know, you don't like watching your child and they're suffering. And as a parent watching that, it's very tough.
It's hard, obviously, not to think about it, but one of the releases I know, Corbin loved to play video games, and you brought them to the hospital.
Went home, and I picked up his PlayStation, and I bought a TV, a 32-inch TV, and took it to the room and set it up. It was a release for him, you know. I mean, he wasn't thinking about all the stuff that was going on in that day. He was playing his games. It was almost like he was back home, right?
And right.
And it got him away a little bit.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, he always thought of others, and he was, looking around and saw the other kids didn't have.
Yeah. He said to me, he's like, Dad, why, you know, as we would go, you know, we'd take him for walks through the hallway or not wheel him around and stuff like that just to get him out of his room for a little bit.
Yeah.
And he noticed that other kids didn't have it. And he couldn't understand that. You know, he's like, Dad, why don't they, right? And I told him, I said, you know what, son, one day we'll try and make a difference to that. You know, we'll do our best. We'll do whatever we can.
And from that came Corbin's wish. Tell us about that.
It's taken a year to feel strong enough to be able to do this. It was something important to him, very important to him, that he didn't understand why those other kids didn't have that. You try to comfort your child as best as possible, and if you can take their mind out of it, it's amazing to watch.
That was Corbin's wish.
That was his wish.
And now you're collecting funds for gaming consoles for kids in hospitals.
100% of all the money is going towards that, yeah. And we have GoFundMe set up. We also have Facebook, so if people follow and share, that's huge. You know, the bigger we can build this, the more kids we can help.
And I know we say this, every little bit helps, whatever you can give.
Whatever people can afford and they feel comfortable with to make a difference, hey, that's huge. But everybody, we always go through life of when do we do this? Or we drive by a situation, oh, I wish I could help this person. I wish I could make this difference in the world, right? And when is it time?
Good point. Time is now. So you're collecting for this month.
So we'll build those units. We'll take them to the hospital, you know, 2 weeks or so, hopefully for shipping.
Oh.
And then March 1st, we're going to do the same thing.
Oh, great.
Hopefully we can keep climbing and... Because, yes, there's the Children's Hospital, but there's also other hospitals, whether it's Steinbach, Winkler, Selkirk, Brandon, nursing stations up north that are where these kids are waiting to be flown into a bigger hospital, right?
Well, Corbin's wish, please donate if you can. And, Joe, thanks for your time. I'll put all this up on my blog, okay?
That would be great.
Give me a couple minutes. I will get it up there at hot105fm.com, but that's your good news.